No, I've just gotten used to you. I do have a friend, if you remember Emily, the girl who goes to my school and likes the color blue.
I remember Emily.
Yeah, she will probably be calling on today if she's in the mood, I guess.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would. She might forget. I don't know.
Well, Loretta, you've got two devices in front of you. I'm sure with one of them you could text her and remind her.
I did text her, and she did not text back, Mom. So if you want me to send her 32 texts, then I'm not really sure if that would help our case.
I thought that was kind of the way you kids do things. I heard that some kids have like thousands of texts a month. Do you think you do 1,000 or more texts a month?
Depends on the month. No, I don't. After I got rid of my phone, it limited the people I could text.
Oh, because not everybody has.
Yeah, you need to iPhones. Have iMessage.
Yeah, iMessage.
So you either need to have a new iPod or an iPhone.
Uh-huh. So how are you doing over there, Loretta?
I'm tired.
I'm a little tired also. In fact, I was going to start the show by yawning today.
Yeah, well, I need to go to school 5 days a week. What's your excuse?
Oh, yeah, I do nothing. I don't do anything.
You sit behind a bar and take orders. I need to, like, take quizzes and tests for the entire day and, like, write things down. You get to type everything. I don't get to type.
I am so speechless. I really don't.
And you get paid for it.
Yeah, I have what's called a job.
Yeah, that's my point.
And that's better than being in school. I think,
yes.
You know what, Loretta? I'll trade you right now. I'm going to go back to school and you go work and pay bills.
Okay.
How's that sound? Okay. Because that's the flip side of the job thing, how great it is that you get money, is that actually that money isn't just like for candy and shopping at the mall. Because once you have a job, you have to pay bills. That's how it goes.
Yeah, Mom, I'm totally aware of that, but you still actually get a portion of that money. Don't you?
Do you see how lavish I am, right? With myself, like how I just
and
lavish.
Whose fault is that? Exactly.
I am not.
Yeah.
I don't mm-hmm. sit around
yes,
throwing
Mom.
Piles of money up into the air and feeling mm-hmm. gleeful.
How is that my fault?
It's not. It's not your
exactly.
fault.
Exactly.
I'm just.
Exactly.
This is like, your logic is so primitive, I can't even get there.
Yeah, says the one who can barely figure out how to use a toaster. Mom, don't even begin to call me primitive.
You know, I know how to use a toaster. I don't have any trouble using a toaster.
Okay.
I really don't have any trouble with that.
You made some comment earlier. I forget what it was about. You like couldn't figure out how to use Twitter, or you couldn't figure out how to do something with technology. I forget what it was now.
Okay, the other day I pushed some button on the computer by mistake. I
oh, oh right. Right. This is
a
good one.
That's not the same as not being able to use a toaster.
Okay, Ma, can I just, I want to explain this to you guys. So, we got, my mom was complaining to me. She said, Loretta, you know, our computer is being really weird. I think you must have, like, spilled some water on the mouse or something.
Because I totally did not say that.
You did. You said, I think
said
you
there
spilled
was something,
something
wrong with the mouse.
You said,
and I
think you spilled something on the mouse.
I never said that.
You totally
I
said that.
I told you that I thought a piece fell off the mouse because I heard something, like, hit the ground and roll. And I thought it was like a piece of the mouse fell off. I never said.
You did say
I
that.
I never, ever said.
I promise you said that.
You are. Okay. I do not accept that.
So you came up to me and you said, so whenever I move the mouse, it moves the screen with it. And so I get home. I'm trying to figure this out. So if I move the mouse up, it'll move it a little bit, but it'll mostly just shift the screen.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like the whole like window was just shivering.
I figured
like
out.
Move the mouse and the whole window would like jiggle all over the
yeah,
place.
Yeah. So I go to system preferences. I don't even know how she figured out how to do this one, but she went to the mouse settings and turned on the zoom so that whenever you move the mouse up, it'll move the page with it.
I agree.
How did you even figure that one out?
I didn't. All I did was I turned on the computer and, like, I think the mouse clicked on something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, the mouse dock.
I'm sure the mouse did that all by itself. No. Mom. That had nothing to do with you.
No, I did it by mistake. I clicked on something by mistake, and all of a sudden it was doing that. And I admit I could not figure it out.
She thought it was the mouse. She thought there was something wrong with the mouse.
Well, I changed out the mouse and it was still a problem. And I was like, well, I guess it's not the mouse, because I admit you are better with computers than me. That doesn't mean
that's kind
I'm
of an understatement.
A technological moron. I'm not. I can do some things on the computer.
Dad needed help figuring out how to use the printer the other day. You guys just aren't up to date, okay?
Loretta, when I was your age, cable TV did not exist.
When I was your age!
So I didn't grow up with like 15 cell phones and iPods.
It scares her.
No!
She has said that to me, that it scares her, the amount of technology I have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
I'm just going to point out, I have a phone, but I don't use it, so she can't really count that. I have an iPod for music and a normal iPod, and I have a computer.
And a desktop. You have a desktop computer.
We have a desktop.
We have a desktop. Okay. You admit, how much time do you spend going like this? And I know people can't see me, but what I'm doing is holding an imaginary device and you know, running my finger up and down, and I'm scrolling and I'm staring into it and I'm wiggling my finger up
and down. Can I just say, I just had a discussion with you about politics because of that. That is actually how I'm up to date on my politics, because Sebastian Roche tweets about politics.
I agree.
So I actually found out that there was a 3.5 million year old giant camel thing bones found.
That's not actually politics.
Yeah, it's not. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't know about that without Twitter.
It's barely news. Okay, that's like the far edge.
Yeah, but you didn't know about it, did you?
No, I didn't know about it. And
that's my point.
You know what? I want to admit something right here. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning some interesting things from Sebastian Roche, and I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad.
And you have to also admit that you find Misha Collins' tweets hilarious.
Misha Collins' tweets are hilarious. You ought to just read a bunch. He's hilarious.
On the day before... Okay, so this guy I love, Jensen Ackles, he plays
He's
Dean on Supernatural.
We're talking about the TV show Supernatural.
Yeah.
Again.
He's friends with Misha.
I can't believe it took so long.
Misha Collins and Jensen are friends. So the day before Jensen's birthday, which is also Justin Bieber and Harry...
It was like March 2nd or something.
March 1st. So on that day, he tweeted, "Happy birthday tomorrow to two of the world's greatest idols, Justin Bieber and Harry Belafonte."
And you didn't know who Harry Belafonte was.
I didn't.
I was like, Loretta, Deo. He sang Deo.
I still don't really know what that is.
I'm going to play it.
No, you're not.
I'll play 10 seconds of it just so you know.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
You have 10 seconds. Go play it.
All right. Well, you have to play a song and I'll cue it up.
Give me a second.
Well, I'm not tired anymore.
Yeah. Winded discussion about how bad you are with technology.
My blood is boiling.
Okay. Here's "We'll Be Coming Back" by Calvin Harris. If it's in a good mood. Oh, I might wanna.
Oh, if it's in a good mood.
It wasn't playing at first.
It's because you didn't turn it on.
It wasn't playing at first.
Yeah,
it was
you're being
stopped.
Defensive.
It stopped and then it started playing.
Yeah, and I saw that the button was on. In the back room, something I heard you say. We didn't want to call it too early. Now it seems a world away, but I miss the day. Are we ever gonna feel the same? Standing.
standing in the light till it's over. Out of our minds, someone had to draw a line. We'll be coming back for you one day. We'll be coming back for you one day. I don't even care if I know you. Out of our minds, that's to leave it all behind. We'll be coming back, 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 back. We'll be coming back for you one day. Gonna rise, gonna fall, getting pulled apart. And we all do it all, cause it stole our hearts. Gonna light up the sky, so ignore the stars. And we all do it all, cause it stole our hearts. Standing in the light till it's over. Out of our minds, someone had to draw a line. We'll be coming back for you one day. We'll be coming back for you one day. I don't even care if I know you. Out of our minds, tried to leave it all behind. We'll be coming back for you one day. We'll be coming back.
We'll Be Coming Back by Calvin Harris. Mom?
Is the volume up on the Mac?
Yeah, we're going to play, what's it called?
Banana Boat Song.
The Banana Boat Song by Harry Belafonte for some reason.
One of the great teen idols.
Come and me one go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
You remember Beetlejuice, right?
Yep.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Remember the scene in Beetlejuice with the song in it?
Yeah! With the floating, that floating stuff, right? Can you turn it off now?
Your show.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live 6 foot.
Aww. That was kind of fun hearing that. Yeah, so Harry Belafonte, one of the great teen idols of our day. He's like 87 years old now. Justin Bieber, Harry Belafonte. Always think of those two in the same breath.
Can I play Angelus?
Sure. Okay. Haven't you played that on your show already?
Have I?
Yeah, you did.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. You did. You did a show where you played like 2 or 3 Elliott Smith songs.
What about Babel?
Babel
by Mumford and Sons.
Oh, that's okay.
Should I play
that? Why don't we play
that?
The Taylor Swift song? Let's talk about Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. You know, the other night I heard you playing Taylor Swift again, and I was like, oh, God, she's not getting into this again, is she? And then... the goat noise.
It's kind of a long story.
Yeah, you'll...
I won't... I'll make it kind of short. Are you texting?
Yes, Emily.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the thing is, I read online this famous novelist named Rick Moody insulted Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift's fans went insane and started to blast him. And then he wrote this article like saying how stupid they are, that like anybody who likes Taylor Swift is stupid. And I was like, well, that's not really true. Like, actually, I like Taylor Swift. Like, after listening to pop radio with you for 3 years, Taylor Swift is one of the better things on pop radio.
I have to admit, I don't like Taylor Swift.
Okay, but you used to.
Yeah, when I was 8.
Not when you were 8. Loretta, when Trouble came out, you liked that song Trouble.
I sang along to it. It got stuck in my head. I'll admit that much.
You said when that song came out, you were like, I like this the best. You were like, I like this song better than Never Ever Going.
Yeah, I said I liked it better. I didn't say I liked it.
Oh, okay. Well, you used to like Taylor Swift. She was one of the first. She was like the first person you ever downloaded.
You mean on Rhapsody?
She's like the first person that you bought songs by.
I never online. Bought songs by her.
Yeah, you did. You bought like 4 songs by her.
Yeah, I've bought like 4 songs on iTunes in all time. I never use iTunes. That's my point, Mom.
Okay, but like they're in our library because you wanted them and we bought them.
Yeah, when I was 8. Or yeah, was okay. It 7?
All right, so why don't you like her anymore? Just because you're too old to like her?
No, because I don't like her new album.
Oh.
And why plus, I don't know. What do you mean, why not?
Well, have a reason. What don't you like about it?
Why don't you like Kesha? Because you don't like how the music sounds, Mom. There's
No, I can be more specific than that. Kesha's kind of skanky.
I just got a text from Emily saying, why don't you like Red? That's the name of her new album. Emily, I don't like Red because I don't like the sound of the music. I'm sorry.
Emily, I like it.
You can be friends with my mom.
I don't actually like the song Trouble that much. I really like Never Ever Getting Going, whatever that song is called.
I think that question was directed to you, Mom.
Yeah, skanky. She's kind of skanky.
I also just got a text from Emily saying, skanky?
Yeah. Skanky.
Why do you think that, Mom?
She's just like, you know, all of her songs are like double entendres and they're all about like...
Aren't all pop songs like that?
No.
Other than Taylor Swift?
No. Adele? Well, I guess her song is kind of... Not all of them, though.
Not all of them, but like there's like very few people that...
It's pretty clear what CeeLo is singing about.
Oh, for God's sake. I can't even say what he's singing about.
I know.
I'm not physically allowed to on the radio.
I know. Okay, so anyway, so I was like...
Okay, can we play the song?
I just started to defend Taylor Swift because everywhere I turned, everybody hated Taylor Swift. And I was like, well, I like Taylor Swift. I think some of her songs are good. And I like her. Well, and how come
I came home from school the other day?
Alive?
Actually... Me and my mom have been agreeing on a band. There's this band Lucius that I really love.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're
you
really
play
good.
Them.
I will play them after we play the Taylor Swift song.
So anyway, I was defending Taylor Swift online to a bunch of angry rock critics, and I was listening to Taylor Swift, and then Loretta came home and heard me, and it was a little embarrassing. And then I found out that one of my coworkers really likes Taylor Swift, and she hooked me up with this video. Okay. So why don't you play it?
All right.
Yeah. Malin... Thank you, Malin. This goes out to Malin.
You really just have to listen, okay? Just keep listening.
Hang in there.
I guess you didn't care, and I guess I liked that. And when I felt hard, you took a step back without me, without me. loved me or her or anyone or anything.
So that was Trouble by Taylor Swift, or I Knew You Were Trouble, but that was the goat version.
Extra goats.
Yeah, that was the like extra goat version.
It was the extra goat version.
Emily, you can call in now, if you're listening.
I gotta say, that's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funnier as a video, because what happens is she's like strutting all over the place, and then it cuts to a picture of a goat screaming. So, Loretta...
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo. Earth to Loretta.
I'm still here.
Yeah. You're texting.
I'm texting Emily.
So anyway, Taylor Swift, goats, Trouble.
Yeah, I enjoy the goat version more, I have to say.
I have to say the goat version's pretty great. Hey, that's probably Emily.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, answer the phone.
Do I turn the... Mom.
Hey, Emily, are you there?
Do I?
Hey. Hang on.
You want to help me out with this?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'm supposed to put her on hold.
Oh, for God's sake. Do I turn the switch on?
Not yet.
Hey. Okay. Mom.
Talk.
About what? Okay, off hook?
Yeah.
Turn the... Emily?
Hey.
Hey, it worked!
Is it on the radio right now?
It is.
Hi.
Hi. So, Emily, can you remind the people who you are?
What is I'm that? I'm the one that liked the color blue.
Yep, that's her.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm listening to it on the radio right now too, and it's like...
Feedback, right? Yep, that would be feedback. Emily.
Yeah?
So, we had a thing going on in social studies. Do you want to talk about that today?
Sure. We were supposed to answer a bunch of questions and stuff. And
yeah.
About, like, the Constitution and everything.
But that's no fun.
No fun. And we had to type it and stuff. And
yeah.
I sent a picture of... Dean and Cass and Sam and them as my background.
She is also a fan. I have gotten pretty much all of my friends addicted to Supernatural. Anyone who has seen it has liked it. I mean it. It's a very good show. Okay?
Yeah, and Mr. Hannah came up and he said, "Hot guys can wait." And then Loretta said, "Hot guys can never wait."
I said it quietly.
It was funny.
Who's the teacher?
Mr. Hannah. He's like
He's
a language
the eighth
dude.
He's social studies teacher, I believe.
He is? I thought he was a language guy.
I have no idea.
So you guys were looking at pictures of the Supernatural dudes on the school computer while you were supposed to be working?
No, I was finding a Ben Franklin site while
so
she was doing
it. I set
it
as my background and I
yeah.
like closed the tab or something.
And he saw it.
Yeah.
I am just shaking my head.
What can I say? It's a show you can obsess over.
It's a nice show to obsess over.
It
is. It's a great show to obsess over.
Loretta, I think you should be on the street team, the Supernatural street team.
What does that mean?
Street teams are like when they have people go out and like promote stuff on the street, which is what you're doing. You're like a one-woman street team.
I posted this thing on Instagram fandom cage fighting. I didn't come up with it. It's like a repost, but it said if MTV is looking for a new show, they should do fandom cage fighting. Two people from different fandoms go into a cage, and whoever comes out from, like, rival fandoms, and whoever comes out alive gets to meet their idol.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Supernatural would win. They have the most insane fans.
Loretta, you guys...
I would kill the competition.
You guys have to wrap it up. It's almost 4 o'clock.
Oh, all right.
It's time to go to the Catskill studio.
See you, Emily.
Bye, Emily. Thanks for calling in.
See
Loretta,
ya.
Why don't you cue up a song and be playing a song while we say goodbye. Goodbye.
Is that supposed to be? Okay. I'm going to play Backtrack by Rebecca Ferguson. It's on this time, I swear.
Go along with it. You can see.